Let me tell you a little story about Caitlin and her daddy.
Daddy?
Caitlin asked. And David responded, as he always did. Yes, princess?
Can we play a game?
She asked, twirling the length of her hair and biting her lip gently. Not right now, princess. Daddy's very busy. Now go use your coloring book or watch a show. I'll be done in a little while.
But Daddy,
she continued, pouting now and growing agitated.
Susie taught me a new game, and we have to play it right now.
David sighed, knowing he had already lost the battle. Okay, princess, so tell me about this new game. Caitlin shook her head.
No, Daddy, I can't tell you. I have to show you.
She grew very excited and animated.
It's the Hello Kitty tape game.
She pulled out two rolls of duct tape, covered in adorable Hello Kitty designs.
First, Daddy closes his eyes and turns around and puts his hands behind his back.
David sighed again.
I really don't have time for this, baby. Can we play later?
She shook her head slowly and deliberately. Even though Caitlin was a 22-year-old girl, when she started to get into her little space, they both knew she was going to get her way. Reluctantly, David turned around and put his arms behind his back. Caitlin giggled as she wrapped his wrists in the duct tape, binding him tightly. David squirmed, feeling his stomach fill with butterflies as his little princess was now starting to take control. Caitlin stood in front of him and clapped.
Now you are princess's prisoner, Daddy. I can do anything I want to my prisoner, can't I?
David chuckled.
No, princess, you can't. You need to be a good girl for Daddy.
She shook her head.
No, I don't. I do not.
She reached under her skirt and lowered her panties, stepping out of them and holding them in front of David's face.
Guess what I did, Daddy? I made my panties all stinky. She grinned and sniffed them, making a face. Yucky, icky, princess panties.
She held them to David's face and ordered him to sniff them. The scent filled his nose and caused his cock to grow stiffer and twitch. Caitlin pressed closer, feeling his hard cock against her leg.
Oh, Daddy likes princess's sticky panties.
Before he could respond, Caitlin was stuffing them in his mouth.
Are they yummy, Daddy?
He blushed and nodded.
Now we need to keep them in there.
She peeled off three strips of tape and pressed them over his lips, covering his face in Hello Kitty duct tape.
Daddy, you look silly. I love this game.
She began fumbling with his belt, then his pants, and then his underwear, pulling them down and exposing his throbbing hard cock. Caitlin peeled a long strip of tape off the roll and played with it and grew a little more serious.
I saw Daddy made cummies without Princess last night. He rubbed himself all by himself and didn't ask Princess to help.
David blushed and shook his head.
Don't be a liar, Daddy. Princess saw you. You made illegal cummies. I saw it.
And David blushed more.
So now I'm going to tape you up so you can't do that anymore.
Caitlin began winding the tape tightly around his cock.
No more cummies, no more cummies, until Princess says so. This is the best part of the tape game, because it can last for a long, a long time.
She pointed to the corner.
Go stand in the corner, Daddy. Think about what a bad daddy you are, making illegal cummies without Princess.
David groaned and obeyed, his cock aching inside the tape. From the other room, over the sound of the television, he could hear his princess's voice.
You were right, Susie. It was so much fun. Sure. You can come over and see. Yeah. Hey, bring your magic markers, too. Then we can play with those.
David's head started to swim, his cock now leaking pre-cum as he stared at the wall, awaiting his fate.